This video is about talking into a microphone. My name is Pam Hassan. I have a podcasting business called Hassan Pod, and you can check it out at hassanpod.com. And a question I get asked often enough is, how do I talk into a microphone? There are many helpful tidbits that make talking into a microphone easier to edit after you've recorded. Some common verbal tics that I need to edit out are ums and ahs, tongue clicks, plosives, and other mouth sounds. But rather than spending time editing those in post, I want to help you sound better when you record in the first place. A disclaimer, I'm going to focus on people who have already purchased a mic, but some of these rules apply to people who are using their gamer headsets, earbuds with mics, and a phone to record voiceover. Step one, make your room small. And if you can't make it small, make it soft. Use a closet if you need to. I record lots of voiceovers in my home studio. It's a room that is carpeted with curtains and a soft chair. This means I don't have to battle the squeak of a plastic office chair or the echoey sound of my voice bouncing off of windows or hardwood floors. Step two, wear headphones when you record or check your recording after the first few sentences. Adjust your mic's gain as needed. Step three, take off watches and bracelets, anything that will clinkle or tap when you're recording, because something that a lot of us do is step four, talk with your hands. This makes your voiceover sound real, authentic, and it gives you something to do with your hands. Step five, keep your mouth a fist's length or two away from the mic. Don't eat it. It's not hipster ice cream flavored like breath. Step six, but not too far. You are aiming for a close, but not breathy sound. Step seven, practice moving your head when you're using plosives. Plosives are those mouth sounds that you make when you block the air from escaping your mouth before speaking. These sound like p, t, and k. Here's what I do. All of the pickles took too much time to cook, so I spent extra time podcasting about it. If moving your head when you're talking feels too advanced, then just hold a pencil in front of your mouth when you're speaking into the microphone. It cuts the plosives by breaking the air. Doing voiceover isn't the same as talking. You need to be aware of the air coming out of your mouth and how it hits the microphone. And enunciation is different from regular talking. It just is. Step 8. Avoid dry or wet mouth. Dry mouth is a tired, scratchy sound, and wet mouth is a plippy, lip-smacking sound that is gross. Please avoid both of these by drinking a glass of water or tea like 5 minutes before you record. Also, tongue clicks are a subconscious sound that you might make when you talk. To avoid those, it's a mental head game. Just leave a note on your computer that says, "Don't click your tongue." Step 9, ums and ahs are natural and they're hard to avoid when you're talking off the cuff, so don't. Script what you're going to say as naturally as possible, or at least give yourself bullet points. Pew, pew. And step 10, if you stumble over a word and need to record it again, please record the whole sentence again. If you've stumbled over a word once or twice, you're likely to overemphasize it in the last read and it'll sound intense. Thanks for listening.